actually have our next team here.
Oh, nice.
Solo team, actually. So.
Solo team. Oh, wow. Well, I'll let you take it away, and I'll hand him the mic.
Sounds good. Thank you, Tristan. There you go. Awesome. So I will let you introduce yourself to the world.
I'm Mark Dixon, and I'm from the University of Colorado. I'm a physics student, and I am Team Gigaloth.
Nice. So what's a Gigaloth?
It's funny because I
Pokemon?
That's what Google thought. That's what Google thought. What I reserved the domain name Google thought forever was a Pokemon. You know, did you misspell Gigaloth? But it's been very interesting. I like hearing people's answers to that question more than I like answering the question. You know, people always imagine it to be, you know, is it a fantastical creature from a fairy tale? Is it a giant robot from the future? Those sorts of things. And really what I think it represents is sort of imagination in that sense, because it can be whatever you want it to be. And so I think that's kind of the coolness of having that kind of mythical name.
Definitely, definitely. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your project?
Well, it's a physics-based game. And I guess to use the to bring back the imagining Gigaloth sort of theme to it, I kind of imagine Gigaloth right now as a warship. And when we set sail, we're going to fire a shot across Rovio's bow. So it's a physics-based game, and we're innovating and doing something far more creative than I feel that they've done with Angry Birds. And that's really the core essence of the game.
Definitely, definitely. So how's the public reception of it so far?
It's been amazing.
Besides the confusion of what a Gigaloth is, right?
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's asking, though, and definitely. It's a fun question.
Yeah, no, I definitely imagine so. You know, so how did you come up with the idea in itself? I know you're a physics major, mm-hmm. physics background, but how did you come up with this entire concept?
Okay, well, the concept comes from both. So, being a physics major, I felt that the casual physics game market, dominated by games like Angry Birds, really lacked sort of depth and creativity. And so, my goal was to create something that had that creativity, and I felt like more depth and just had a little more pop and fun. And also, like, kind of the goal with this game too. Was so I'm a physics major and I'm going to do my teaching certification. I want to become a physics teacher. And I was looking ahead, the reason I created sort of these types of characters and stuff is that I wanted to use them in the setting to create these sort of learning tools and games in the future.
That's pretty amazing stuff right there.
Thank you.
So over the past couple of days, you've had a chance to interact with a lot of folks here, a lot of thought leaders, a lot of industry leaders, and you're in the heart of Silicon Valley right now. This is like technology all over the place. What are some key takeaways that you've had over the past couple of days? I mean, I'd definitely love to hear, and I know the world wants to hear what you have in mind.
Well, I just had the Zynga guy in there just told me to drop out of school and pursue this thing, and I think that's probably the best compliment I've received in my life, and that's where I had the most impact. So,
you're really weeping a little bit.
I know.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, any other thoughts to share with the world around what you've learned so far?
I would say that whatever it is you love to do, persist at it, and there'll be times you want to quit. I put about 2,500 hours into this game, and there were times where I just wanted to quit, throw it away, give it all up. And I'm really glad that I persisted and saw it through to completion.
So what really motivated you around that? I know that, you know, there's always that hardship of, you know, there's tons of hours that you're putting into this game. So why keep going? What was your motivation?
Well, the motivation was just one of I figured if I could just complete the project, then I'll have the knowledge of the whole cycle, and I could do something better the next time. Just do something better the next time, and that kind of drove the all right, you know, get back to it, jump back on it, and just, you know, put your nose to the grindstone and finish it.
Definitely, definitely. So, your first time in California?
I've been here before. I love it. Awesome. Northern California is my favorite part of California.
Northern California. Yep. So you had a chance to be in San Francisco for a bit?
Yep.
Why don't you tell the world how that was like?
San Francisco is an amazing city. I love, of course, it feels like home to me because I'm from Colorado and it has the mountains. But
there's sunshine here.
The striking, well, sunshine and cold fog rolling
in
all the time.
Yeah, seriously, right?
But it's got amazing scenery and vibe to it, and I love the city.
Definitely, definitely. Well, thank you for everything, and best of luck. I mean, your pitch was amazing in there, so
thank
I'm
you.
Sure the entire audience in the world thought so as well. So definitely want to thank you for your time, and best
thank
of
you very
luck
much.
On everything.